The National Geographic Live Series comes to Kleinhans Music Hall at 7:30 tonight with wildlife photojournalist Paul Nicklin, sharing the images gathered through years of close, natural encounters in some of the most extreme habitats around the globe. The show carries a message, one that Paul Nicklin says is presented while keeping in mind one basic understanding of the human condition.
If anyone points their finger at you and says, you should do this, I mean, that makes you put up a wall.
Instead, Paul Nicklin seems more about breaking down walls of misunderstanding over climate change and its impact on the natural world he has spent his life observing as a biologist, photographer, and growing up among the Inuit. With tonight's show of stories and award-winning photographs, Nicklin promises to evoke some laughs, a few tears, and raise awareness about what he sees happening in the Earth's polar regions.
20-some years ago, we went through the Northwest Passage in a Canadian icebreaker, and we could barely get through the ice. You know, we're pushing through ice, multi-year ice, it's 12 feet thick, smashing through this ice, trying to get through, taking this, you know, the banging and clanging on the hull all night long, and now you read that, you know, just a couple will take their, and their little dog will take their sailboat, their plastic 30-foot sailboat, and sail through that same passage just 20-some years later.
In reporting from some of the globe's coldest, most brutal environs, Paul Nicklin has encountered what most would say are nature's most terrifying predators. Millions have gone online to see the video of his coexistence with leopard seals.
Naturally, people as a human species, we're very scared of anything that could potentially eat us. That just lives in our conscience. And so what I wanted to do is go to Antarctica and just get in the water with as many leopard seals as I possibly could, just to find out if they were misunderstood. And, you know, right away, the first seal I met was this 1,000-pound female. She was huge. And for 4 days straight, she just fed me penguins. Yeah, just imagine being force-fed salmon by a grizzly bear or seals by a polar bear. I mean, to have a top predator like that that could kill you instantly, just feed you penguins was definitely one of the most amazing encounters I've had as a wildlife photojournalist, for sure.
Do you feel when you have that kind of experience and you're close to these animals, like you said, these predators that most people are terrified of, and you can exist with them like that, do you feel like you get a different awareness of nature and of the world?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's always my go-to place for, you know, my sanctuary. That's where I find peace. And that world for myself is very, very, I mean, I've seen over 3,000 polar bears in the wild. I've seen over 2,000 grizzly bears and probably 1,000 black bears over my lifetime. And I've never once had a terrifying encounter. I've had some amazing encounters. Just recently, I was sitting on a river in the Canadian Arctic far up north, and I knew the bears were all over the place, but one night I grabbed those scotch and I went and sat down by the creek and was watching the salmon swim by. And this huge grizzly male grabbed a fish and he came and sat about 5 feet away from me and sat down and just ate his fish. So there we were, me sipping my scotch and him eating his fish. And it was those moments like that that really just reaffirmed for me why I do what I do and the urgency and the stories that I need to tell to try and protect this habitat around these species.
You brought up the word, the disconnect that most people have from nature. Nobody's going to be able to get the level of connection that you have, but are there suggestions that you have for people that maybe they can take that step a little bit closer and become more connected?
Absolutely. You don't have to go to Antarctica or the Arctic or to, you know, on a safari in Africa. You just need to find a quiet moment in nature. You need to turn off your iPhone and your iPad and just let it fill your senses. And all of a sudden, if you get into a habit of walking in these places every day, all your senses become very dumbed down by being people of the electronic age in buildings, and if you go outside, you'll notice through time that your senses open up, the sense of smell, you start to smell things that you didn't notice before, you start to see things, you start to hear things, and it's amazing the calm and how connected you start to feel to the earth when you have those moments and you let those moments into your world. But it's very difficult when we're running ADHD from one meeting to another with our, you know, iPhones and iPads in front of us. But it's a conscious decision you have to make, but it's an incredibly rewarding journey at the end of it.
The stories, images, and message, Paul Nicklin says, have been a hit in recent stops in Dayton, Omaha, and the World Ocean Summit in California. The National Geographic Live Series is brought to Buffalo in part by the Buffalo Zoo and Kleinhans Music Hall, where it appears at 7:30 tonight.
You know, you're going to be incredibly entertained. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. And then you're going to have the undertone of what's really going on with climate change in the polar regions. And from there, it's up to them what they want to do with it and go home. And I just hopefully just come with an open mind and an open heart And don't feel defensive at all. Just let yourself be free, and we'll have a good time together.
Paul Nicklin, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it.
Paul Nicklin covers more topics in his conversation at WBFO.org.